Extreme PC UK.
Why, hello and welcome to episode whatever it is. I ain't got my notes up because I'm crap.
136
of Extreme PC UK podcast. Today on the show we have...
GreyGamer25, here I am.
Megal from Hell, just here for the memes.
And who's the special guest?
The special guest? Go ahead.
Yoda.
Mr. Yoda's in the place with us.
Mr. Master Yoda.
Master Yoda. If the sound's a bit off or anything's a bit funny with the stream today, or there's lots of noise in the background or anything crazy is happening, it's because it's literally like, I swear it's like 50 degrees in this room I'm in. I'm wearing this hat. I'm proper hot. It's so hot here. And these boys are all in America or somewhere
air
else.
Air conditioning.
So
nice and cool.
They've all got aircon and I'm just melting away. Like literally, I'm melting.
It's simple. We just can't afford airco over here.
it's baked in with all of us, man. Especially
it's
in the south.
Baked in. Man, it's just so hot. My computer's crying over here. I can hear it crying. It's like, help me. It's like, we're just
melting.
Doing the stream and it's running at 75 degrees. And that's fully water cooled.
But your PC was already mediocre PC UK, remember?
Oh,
so.
Here we go. What have you got in yours again?
I got a 39 in you.
Have you played that game with it yet? New World.
Yeah, it just fried. I think I hear it burning now.
No, I was a smart boy and didn't play that game yet.
Yet.
Yes.
Right. Let's get in stuff. Welcome aboard, Yoda, man. It's good to have you in. Yoda's always in our community and he's always involved. So I thought it's only right. I saw you on there. Thought I'd get you in. Now you're in.
Glad Welcome. Here.
Let's see how it goes. Lord says New World equals death for the 3090. before we get into that, as you all know, we came back from we've thrown away Gilded, and we've gone back to Discord. Hey, man, the community's just piped up again, isn't it? It's gone nuts. It's literally the whole community. Everybody's got back on board. It's well busy again. Loads of people coming in. So we're just going to keep rolling with Discord now, even though we're probably never going to get partnered. We're just going to carry on rolling. If you would like to help us out, anybody that's a listener on the podcast but's never got in a Discord, seriously, take this opportunity to join our Discord. Because what will happen is you'll join, you'll get welcomed by everybody, and then you'll just meet like the best community ever where you can play games with us. And we've got a new calendar in there as well. I added that Google Calendar, Gray. What did you think? Yeah. Not the Google Calendar, the other one. What did you think of it?
I think it works pretty good. I mean, not quite as good as Gilded, but good. It works better than
I thought
it would.
But the thing is, it gives you a list of everybody that's attending or who's turning up and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. So for anyone out there that wants to know what we get up to, and you are on our Discord, go to the calendar. It's like a hashtag calendar room. It's a text room. And you can basically click on the tick or the cross if you're going to come or not. And if you're going to do the tick, basically it lets us know who's coming. And then we can work out if it's worth us doing an event or not. Side of Bob, cheers for your Prime and for your gifted sub to World's Profit there, man. We really do appreciate that, dude. Let's get into some of the news, because there's one major bit of news that we just like briefly talked about. New World. It's the Amazon game, isn't it, New World?
Yep.
We all played it probably 6 months ago.
Yeah, well,
community loved it.
At least.
We all decided that we would start this new MMO all at the same time or in the same week. We'd build an Extreme PC UK community around this game, and it's a game going forward that we all get locked into. And then what happened was you could pay to have like the early install, couldn't you? If you got it, you got to do like a beta test as well.
Yeah, I got the early alpha or something.
Basically. And what's happened is, and is it just the 3090s or is it loads of cards?
No, there's a few cards there. Got the 3090, the 3080 Ti, 6900 XT, the 6800 XT, RX 590.
Any big cards, it literally melts them and breaks them, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm not a developer or coder, but I think there's something in the code that doesn't work with the driver, so it overheats. That's my guess.
You might need to move your mics a little bit away from your thing because you're like fluffing down it to us. But
all right, this is better.
Yeah, that'll do.
but are we saying Amazon is totally to blame for this? I mean,
they claim they're not to blame, but
they're never going to claim to blame, are they? Because where there is blame, there is a claim, And that's a lot of money. If the game only costs, what, 40 quid, but a graphics card could cost up to $2,000 right now. Imagine if you could claim a new graphics card off of them. They'd go...
One thing, though, is lucky for them that all those cards are still in warranty, probably.
Yeah, but surely...
Yeah, that's true, too, yeah.
Surely they have something in their agreement when you sign on to the beta that they're not responsible for anything.
Of course, yeah.
There's got to be something saying there, like... If it overheats due to this or that. Because the thing is, them cards are all tested for a certain heat range, yeah? So they're designed to only get to a certain heat. To have one that goes above that, this is like new technology problems. I've never seen this problem before. Has any of you?
Shouldn't the driver, in theory, stop it from overheating or the BIOS, whatever?
Yeah, but in my books, it's like, if I've got a graphics card running, I will always check to see what the temperatures are myself.
Yeah,
and then I'll overclock, underclock, whatever. And I'll run it at what I can possibly run it at. To get a card that hot that it breaks, you know, is these the pictures where you've got the fan and it's actually physically melted on top?
I haven't seen the pictures yet.
Or is that just a meme that I've seen?
It's gotta be a meme. It's awfully hard to melt the fan.
If they get that hot, if you think about it, your card at 100 degrees, going above that, it's gonna just wreck it. It's gonna wreck everything.
Yeah, but it should shut down normally, no?
Yeah, usually it does. It would just shut down the computer entirely.
Your CPU
just...
will shut down. You don't get a shutdown from the GPU, I don't think. Not that I know of, anyway.
You should.
I never had it happen, so I can't really speak from experience.
I reckon before you'd have that, your graphics would just... You know, like, have you ever had it where you get the lines over the screens and it just goes off?
Yeah, artifacting and stuff. You should see something coming, at least. But from what I read, this just happens, done.
Unless there's something in the programming that is disengaging the safeguards.
Yeah, Yoda, you might need to get closer to your mic when you talk.
Are they using some kind of new graphics engine that hasn't previously been used?
The thing is, though,
they do have their own engine.
I've never seen anything like this in the past where there's something that could potentially physically hurt your hardware, you know? Have you seen anything like that?
We've seen some things, but not like this. This is like frying a card is like, that's like major.
Yeah, the thing is they're using their own engine. So it's called a Lumberyard or something, I think, Amazon Lumberyard. And I have actually no idea how the coding works in there, but there must be a problem there that stops your graphics cards from doing anything.
Well, what they're saying, like Comics just said in the chat, I see a news bulletin come out about an hour ago saying that they're gonna now frame cap the game because they're saying that the frames, because obviously the I don't know if anyone of you know this, but the more frames you're putting out, the faster the frames are, the more hotter it's gonna get because it's flicking through more frames. So if it's got like say a really powerful card, and this is why it's a problem for the powerful cards, is because they can possibly throw out them frames that fast that they're overheating because of that reason. So they're by them saying they're gonna frame cap it to say 100 frames, then it's not going to be like, you ever heard of a diesel engine when it runs away? And it just keeps going, it gets faster and faster and faster and faster till it breaks and you can't stop it. As long as it's getting the fuel and the pressure in there, it just keeps going. And it's like that. It's getting to the point where it's just going way too far. But if they turn around and they frame cap the game, surely aren't they then saying that it's their fault because they're bringing out a fix for it?
Not necessarily.
There's got to be something there. But what I wonder, though, is how long must your card be exposed for it to break down to those kind of temperatures?
Well, we're all extreme gamers. When we play a game, we play it for 5-6 hours, don't we?
Yeah.
I guess it depends. Right, it depends on how long the session was. But then again, like Nick's saying, a lot of us that do this, that are serious about it, always have something monitoring the temps. So they would have seen it going crazy, and they would have stopped it before it ruined their game. I mean, ruined their card. I'm not trying. I'm not trying to say people are stupid, but it's like if you're that serious, you have something that's gonna tell you, and you can glance over every so often and see your temperature. And if it's like pegging in the red, I'm like stopping immediately.
Yeah, but shouldn't your fans go haywire also when you're
You can't really say about the fans because on any air-cooled card, like you'd get straight from the shop, in a game like that, a new game, the fans are going to set off going nuts anyway because they're going to try the hardest to cool that computer game down, like cool that card down in that game. So you you can't really pick out, oh, you would have seen the fans go nuts, you know, because we're all used to the fans going nuts. My fans go nuts. You know, so
maybe we should just have like an audio cue. So that way when the temperature starts going up, starts going, you dumbass, to get out of the game.
Like, yeah, apart from that, it just shouldn't happen, right? A game.
This game is switching off. You're dumb.
Your some card will self-destruct in 10 seconds.
That's what you would need, Gray. The countdown. And then it's on mute. You're 10, like, I can't find him. I can't hear him.
Can you just see it starts counting out 10, 9. All of a sudden, you see smoke. 8, 7. You start seeing flames. 5, 4, 3. starts to melt.
What's everybody in the chat's view on this? What do you feel about the game? For me, I'm just more concerned now that we was going to set this up as our community game so we all get involved from the start, and now everybody's too scared to play it.
We all fry our cards at the same time.
I would wait a few patches to play it, so just to be sure.
I don't think we're going to need a bunch of patches. They've been alpha baiting this thing to death for the last year. I mean, it's ready to go.
Man.
And I don't think it's as big a deal as like a not an MMO would be, but I don't know, maybe not. But I think they've really banged it out enough. We're ready.
Comic Clown says, I can tell why my temp spikes if my fans go mad. On the 3080, I can hear them unless something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's about the same with my 3090. I mean, you don't hear the fans unless there's something really wrong or really hot happening.
These 30 series cars have gotten pretty efficient with the cooling.
Yeah, man, I just don't know what to do now. Like, do we change the game for community? Do we carry on?
No.
Do we just worry about people on with good cards?
They might have it solved in like 2 days, you know.
They've already capped the frame rate, so nothing's gonna happen now. So we're good.
Well, it's all right, because I'm skint at the moment, so like I was putting off buying this game for a week until I get some more cash. So like now I've got a good excuse.
Well, I
pre-bought it, but I didn't pre-buy it to get into the beta right now. I'm waiting, just like you were saying, Nick.
The so dude for life says I've downgraded to RuneScape.
Oh god.
Yeah, that's just gonna mellow your card out. The classic RuneScape.
That's gonna tame your card.
It's like Chop Tree. Like that. 2 frames.
I remember RuneScape.
A friend or foe says, I've just logged in and heard that cards are fried. Yeah, so New World, the game we're all waiting to play, if you've got a high-end card, it literally breaks your card for good.
Right, but they have capped the frame rate, so that won't happen now, so they've taken precautions. So by the time it actually ends up coming out for real at the end of August, there's not going to be an issue. They really won't.
But yeah, let's hope.
To talk about the good side, though, they said that currently right now it's the most viewed game on Twitch and the best-selling game on Steam.
Really?
So it's doing quite well. They said that a lot of Twitch streamers are doing beta key giveaways. They have drops enabled, so if you get in-game loot and so forth. So all that's going on right now. They said certain streams players can link the Twitch account. You can collect resources that randomly appear on the stream. And those resources can be used to craft weapons when you come into the game.
Yeah, because I started watching someone stream, and what did it say? It said, I can't remember, so I'm not going to say 100%, but I'm sure it was saying that if I watched for 1 hour, I would get a special armor piece in game, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and they also said that it's been so successful in this beta right now that they've had to actually add more server time, which is easy for Amazon because they've got a gazillion servers. So it started to bog down. They immediately put more servers on it, and it's doing quite well with a lot of people playing.
Yeah, there's quite the hype behind the game at the moment. So
they're doing a good game, man.
What is going on with Hans? Is Mike? Have you gone underground? Have you gone back into your bunker?
No, what? It's always something with you, isn't it?
It's always something with you.
Sounds okay with me.
There you go. Sounds okay for everyone except you. So
it's all Yoda's fault.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Right, let's move on. Another thing I wanted to talk about is how many of you pre-ordered the Steam Deck? As Jay Chaney just said in the chat. So, did you go for it, Gray?
No.
I bet you got one. You told us.
Yeah, I ordered one.
Why?
Which one?
Well, it's better than a laptop for me because I've got this enormous gut, so I can just sit like this, mobile, and play.
See, the answer why, when I said like, why, my answer would have been, why not?
Well, you wanted to know, if, so I told you.
If I had the disposable income, I would have gotten one. I think it's pretty cool. But yeah, but I don't have that kind of disposable income right now.
I thought this was going to be a major, major flop because everything Steam seems to sell, it just flops. Like everything done's been pants.
Not from the pre-sales, dude. They got quarter one delivery on the lower end one, and all the way to quarter three.
But now hear me out. Do you think the reason why it sold so well is because currently no one can buy a PC because the parts are also hard to get? So when they put this up for pre-order, everyone's like, "Wow, I can play my games on that."
I think that has very little to do with it. I'll tell you why. There's I don't remember which manufacturer of PCs right now said it. I remember reading the article, but they're already guaranteeing a PC within 3 days after you order it.
Yeah, I do think one of the main reasons is that a lot of people that buy the handhelds were disappointed with the new Switch, because there's a crowd of people that just do handheld gaming.
Yeah,
and for them this is a godsend.
Well, my friend here, I went around his house, and literally, he was on the Steam screen, and he was going, buy, 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 buy. I just kept clicking it, like spamming it, and it just kept saying, servers are really busy. And he kept buying and buying and buying. And I said to him, do you know how funny it would be, if every time you click that button, you actually bought one by accident, and you bought up a stock of like 400 of them.
Yeah, but that would actually be good. You put it on a credit card with a high credit limit. You get it in, sell for three times as much.
Then you get
eBay.
The same problem.
Boom. So,
like, there's this new world thing going on with these scalpers. It's like, it's not even that. It's everything. Doesn't matter.
Have you heard about the scalpers, by the way, on eBay?
Well, someone killed them. All
those things, all those listings were taken off by eBay, because when you list something on eBay, you need to be able to deliver it within 30 days, which they can't with the Steam Deck. So, which is actually a good one.
No, but what I did see, though, which I thought was good, is any items on eBay that people scalp for, say, i.e. graphics cards, or processors, people have been setting up eBay shop bots. So what happens is, if you see a graphics card on there in the little picture and you click buy, it will come up with a warning saying, you are not buying a graphics card. This is not a sale of a graphics card. This is a bot set here to catch people who are automatically buying cards. And basically, if you read it, it explains to you exactly what you're doing. And basically, if you buy it thinking you're buying a graphics card, if you're a human, you should see that pop up, read it, and it tells you that this ain't a real card you're buying. If you continue to pay for it, you've lost your money. So it's like almost like
those were the scalping bots.
Scalpers, because a lot of them are bots that automatically run through this, but obviously the bots can't read. So they're getting done, like, so they think they're going to be like buying cards and then being able to move them on for more money. But what actually happens is they actually lose money for nothing, and they got no refunds because it's all written in the terms and conditions on that screen that pops up, you know. But I thought it was a pretty good idea.
It is awesome. They should do something.
Comic Clown just said that they in New World, the frames on the main menu is 2,000 frames a second.
that could fry your card, yeah.
Considering that Doom is the only one that ever actually succeeded at 1,000, and that was only because they liquid nitrogen the whole thing.
Yeah, that would set my beard on fire just from watching the screen.
Yep, definitely. That could be it. You can cook your dinner on it.
Man, everyone's like, I hate scalpers. Sod the scalpers. Right, let's move on. So you've talked about New World, the 3090, destroyer of 3090s, which is not good. Gray, what have you got, mate?
Second little thing, which has actually something to do with Amazon, is Prime is giving away some more games, but in particular, they're giving away Battlefield 1, and they're also going to be giving away Battlefield 5. So Battlefield 1, I believe, is available right now, and starting August 2nd, Battlefield 5
when
will be given away,
Battlefield 1
will be free.
Out?
Came out a while ago. That was World War One
like
game. I think
that long ago to me,
but 5 wasn't that long ago, and they're giving that out free starting on August 2nd. So obviously they're doing this to hype up the fact that Battlefield 2042 is coming October 22nd.
Yeah.
So, but giving away free that's a good thing. Hey, it's a decent game for free.
Maybe we should. We need to find everyone in chat. Put your favorite game that you reckon could be a good community game that we could get on every week and all play something that everybody can get involved with, It's got building in it, so we can all play whilst other people ain't. You don't have to all have to play together. You can all play in your own time. Like maybe like Rust or something where you can build up your own base, or Ark or something like that. Valheim,
yeah. Well, we did do that, actually.
Valheim, except the problem with Valheim was that it got finished within like a couple of hours or whatever, and that was it. Elite Dangerous.
Oh my God. Scooby put that in. All right, Scooby. There you go.
We got banned from saying them words. You're not allowed to say them. That's 10 points down to Gray. He needs to give £10 away in the community.
Look, somebody else put Star Citizen. And then another Elite. Well,
everyone's saying Star Citizen and Elite. Nah, come on. I'm being serious. Something fishing sim that we can all get into. I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk about in my game as well. One thing we are thinking of doing as a community is Sea of Thieves, because there's the new Jack Sparrow missions and all that, which I'll talk about in a little while. Minecraft, RuneScape, fishing sim. Wow. Games
Roblox.
Are dead. For the games you lot are putting in, Roblox. Games are dead. My God. You say Sea of Thieves and World's Profit just pops up from nowhere.
That's right.
You say Elite Dangerous and Gray hears it from across the planet.
That's right.
Well, why don't we do some kind of multiplayer first-person shooter? Like, we had that tournament a couple of times.
That's right. Division 2.
Yeah, the tournaments were pretty good, to be fair.
Yep. We're doing a special Division 2 night this coming Monday.
Division 2 could be a good... How many people can you get in Division 2, though?
Yeah, teams of four, but you can get, you know, two teams of four playing in the same...
Same as CFE. Mr. Lopez, cheers for that sub, dude. 7 months in a row. Fortnite!
Fortnite.
Just because you sub doesn't mean you can mention Fortnite in here. No, I'm just joking.
The other favorite game of World's Profit came out.
World's
Destiny.
Profit, man. You stuck 50 years ago or what? Sea of Thieves and Destiny.
Red Dead Online. There's one.
I wouldn't mind playing Red Dead Online.
I wouldn't either. But just because we can take over a town, like we said last time.
Yeah, but it's boycotting that. Not doing it.
So far we have a big list and we're not doing any of them.
I tell you what, something that was fun back in the day, but I don't know if it'd be fun now, is Ark, where we all got in, built our bases, and we all worked on collecting our dinosaurs, and then we all went off to try and complete the game. That was pretty fun.
Well,
hasn't Ark changed like this sci-fi shooter now? It's like really futuristic.
I don't know. What, it went from the Dark Ages to futuristic?
Yeah, it was weird. Last time I saw it,
it's
guns
like,
and stuff. So.
It's a sort of old school like dinosaur sim, but then it does have like futuristic areas in it. Cheers, Eric Ham, for that sub, man. Appreciate that. 17 months in a row. Yo, people. Cheers, dude.
I think we'll need it if we have our own server again.
Terraria, fourth biggest play game in the
world. Terraria, the game that sold more than Witcher 3.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Terraria.
It doesn't mean anything, really. It just means it's so easy to play.
What it means is that you can't because play it because you don't have to cut
simple,
a tree down.
It's a simple little game that anybody can get into. Whereas Witcher 3, that's much more involved.
He just said a simple little game that anyone can get into. And this guy couldn't cut a tree down.
Of course.
We spent literally an hour trying to teach him how to cut a tree.
That's because I can't get past 8-bit graphics, man. That's all.
Man, 8-bit graphics can't get past you. Wow.
I think it'll destroy my card if I play it.
Mystic, dude. Cheers for them bits,
that's
dude.
That's the real reason.
Hype Train, 69%.
Hype Train.
Wicked, man. Choo-choo.
Tim that Prophet's talking about.
I've not seen
that. Yeah, that's his question we put in at the end of the notes. I put it
in. He's just
going to
keep spamming Tim.
Forget about it.
We can only ignore him for so long, can't we? No, we will get to Temtem Profit when it's the questions. We will talk about that, dude. So you're gonna have to stick around.
So there's a lot of games we can definitely play. So we'll have to just line up something.
Cheers to them bits, Lord. Yeah. Now, do you know what? Like, I was talking about this recently with some of the crew and that, and I was saying like, where's the days gone where we used to all get into a game and we'd all actually really, really get stuck in and enjoy it. And do you know what? I think them days that were DayZ, obviously people won't play DayZ now. Cheers, Gray, for them bits. So DayZ, we could get into that, all of us, onto a server, if there's anyone playing it. Armor Free, we could go back to Armor Free and do it on that.
Oh, no. Not happening.
But this is the problem.
He was quick on that one.
Whatever game we mentioned, there's one of you hands just going, oh, no.
There's still not a bird watching book in that game, so I'm not playing it.
That just says exactly. Friend or foe says Forza. That could be a good one.
GTA, of course, is always mentioned.
There's got to be something like that we used to play and get right stuck into. We was playing Wreckfest a little while ago, weren't we? Until my stream died, we was playing Wreckfest, and it's quite funny. Sorry, Jammer, if you're listening back to this, dude. So I put a message out 2 days ago because I've started streaming again now. I'll be streaming Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays if I haven't got other work on. And I put a message out saying, look, everybody, I'm going to go live in a minute. We're playing Wreckfest. If anyone wants to jump in, we're going to set up a private server with 24 players. Anyone's welcome to come in. So a couple of guys come forward, and one of them's Jammer. And Jammer's like, man, if we're playing Wreckfest, I'm going to set up all of my steering wheel and everything. So literally, we play probably about 6 races, and then we realize that my stream just cuts in half, my frames drop, and my computer's overheating. And I noticed it before it actually broke my graphics card. and basically, so I was like, look, we have to change stream. We have to play a different game. So we went off and played Sea of Thieves. And Jam was like, what? Are you serious? I've literally just moved my whole room around to set up my steering wheel and everything. And then I'm like, look, I'm really sorry, dude. He's like, oh, my God. Look, he sent pictures in the Discord of all of his setup. He'd rebuilt the whole room like around this car. And we just went and played a different game. Literally as he was ready. But now Wreckfest is all right, but it's not. I want to find a game that we can really get stuck into, you know, like the old school ones, like Diablo, Diablo 3, Ark. I don't know. Someone must know a good game where there's lots of people.
Here's something that Yoda would play also, Final Fantasy 14. You have cat girls in there.
Yeah. Path of Exile.
Bunny girls.
So Final Fantasy? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe this is what we need to do. We need to get in a Discord and everybody needs to, like, we need to get a room in for like upcoming games. But yeah, anyway, Greg, get on before I keep going on about this too long, get on with your next bit of news, dude.
Okay. I never heard of this game before, and I know some people have, but
shame.
I was looking and I see Detroit Become Human, and this apparently Quantic puts out the game, Quantic Dreams. And apparently they sold 6 million copies and now 1 million on PC as well. So 7 million altogether. And then I started kind of reading into it and I thought it sounded pretty neat. It's a game that really involves a lot about story and so forth. And any decision you make, in fact, there's multiple decisions.
Have you seen this game, right?
Apparently. I've never seen it. I just started looking into it once I heard
about
how well it was
selling.
You've
never seen.
Right, but I'm just saying I was reading the article on how much they had sold the game and that I thought it came out of nowhere. The PC. I mean, I know it was on PlayStation for 3 years, but I didn't catch my attention until it came to PC.
It came on Epic first, and then it came on Steam a year, 2 years later.
My understanding of this game, Gray, and the reason why I know a bit about it is because it became very, very popular for a streaming game. Obviously, because you got choices as you go through the game all the way through.
Right.
So what people would do is they would play this on stream, and it'll be like... Your guy is there and it's like a robot and it'll be like, what do I do next? Do I put him down? Do I help him out? Do I shoot him in the face? And what would happen is people would play it on stream and they would let their stream decide. And I'm sure there's probably even like Twitch add-ons to be able to connect this game with your stream so that people can vote in the chat and then you can play out the game whilst they're watching it. And this is how I saw it become so popular. I don't know if it would have been as popular otherwise, but I don't know. Like, that's just my view. But not my kind of game. I don't really like long story-driven games.
Yeah, that is a really story-driven game. There's just actually very little gameplay in those games. They got 3 of them.
And it's very heartfelt as well. A lot of the ones that I see when they was playing, it was like, oh, do I do this? And you know by watching it, if I make the wrong decision, this guy's going to die or that's going to happen to this guy or something's going to go wrong later on. And so, like, it really, really gets really, like, deep into the game, you know, in the storyline.
It's all quick time events, eh?
I want to get into it because it sounds interesting. Like, even the way you explained it sounded interesting, and I had never heard of it.
It is a good game, but I'm telling you, you better start with what's it called?
Yeah, but I don't even know if I like it.
That's a better game to start with. Beyond Two Souls is actually a good learning curve.
How old
into the rest of their games.
How old is that one?
compared to this one? I think 2010 or 2013. I'm not sure.
He doesn't know.
Too old.
2000 something?
2011? That's too old. Nah, I'll go with the newer one and try it out. If I don't Lord, like that, I'm not going to like any of them.
Lord says, did anyone play Life is Strange? Well, that was the one that was, well, heartfelt single player, wasn't it?
Yeah. I remember there was a big thing about that one was came out.
See, I remember playing Walking Dead, and it was broken into different...
The Telltale games.
Yeah, and they broke it into six episodes, and everyone was going mad about that for the storyline as well.
Those are good.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I got to the bit, and it's probably in the first one, where you go into like a TV shop and there's TVs all over the walls, and I couldn't work out how to get out of the shop, and that was it. I left it.
Oh man!
It was right in the beginning. And I was like, I can't be dealing with this. This is like going back to Discworld, or what was it called? What was it called? The one where
Discworld, yeah,
Discworld. Where you have to go around and you got like the little wizard with that purple hat on and that.
Yeah, Discworld. Rincewind.
In front of a TV, you can't do anything.
You might need to lean forward when you talk.
I said, you're like my kids, Nick. You get them in front of a TV, they can't do anything.
Yeah, man. That's exactly me.
Oh, look, we just had a Dude for Life mentions. What about No Man's Sky? Yeah, I know. I talked about it last week because I am playing it a little bit.
What's your view on it?
Mine so far? Well, like I said last week, I'm enjoying it, but I'm not that deep into it. I'm a little deeper now since last week.
But do you feel like you're just not going anywhere?
No, it's a game that's total discovery. I mean, it's very hardcore discover, building, selling. I mean,
it's all pointless, Gray.
It's all pointless. I like what I've done so far, but I don't know if it's going to keep my attention for the long run. But right now, I'm kind of having fun with it. I mean, there's a hell of a lot to explore, maybe
Gray,
too much.
Trust me, just get through the story and get pissed off at the end. That's all you need to do with that game.
Okay. I'm not looking at it that way, and it's certainly not an elite. I like that better, but I do like it. I mean, I'm having fun with it so far, so we'll see. I don't know. But I mean, if you're really into discovery and you're really into doing a lot of crafting, that might be the one thing I'm not so sure I'm going to like about the game, because there's a load of crafting in it. And I went ahead a little bit to look at a couple of things on video that people are playing the game. And it looks like it's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things to craft. And I'm going like, whoa.
But does the game still have that problem where you got like these weird animals and stuff, like extremely weird animals?
It does have a bunch of weird animals, but they're just alien animals, whatever.
Like a squid on an elephant's head and those kind of things?
Yeah. You still see some of that, sure.
Okay.
That's okay. What are you talking about? Because I just realized two boys just come up the stairs. They're behind my
That's
green
why we
screen.
Kept on talking.
Sorry?
We were just talking a little more, about No Man's Sky.
Yeah, we were talking about the fact that it's a fish and it's flying through the sky with like tiny wings.
Yeah
it's cool. I like that stuff, man. I like all these weird creatures and things. It was fun.
See, I said to Jansen that I kind of liked it, but then he was like, "But it's not real, is it?" And I said, "But the game's not real anyway." But he was like, "But it's just silly, isn't it? You've got a fish with tiny wings and it's flying in the air. It's not even underwater. What's the point of it?" Because it's they just fantasy. Literally random generated so many things into one thing. Silliness.
It's a sci-fi fantasy. So if you don't take it for that, then you're not going to like it, I guess.
Yeah, but the point for me, which I don't like, is what is the point of the game? They started adding all this building. They started adding all these like capital ships and all this stuff into it. But what's the point if there's no reason to be doing it?
At least for right now, and I don't know about the later game, but for me, it's total exploration and building. It's a builder exploring kind of game. Discovery. That's all. That's all that I'm doing.
Yeah, but there's a story in that game, right? That you need.
Yeah. I'm following the story, but I don't really care about the story right now.
When,
I just
when you
care
get
about...
to the end, it's all for nothing.
Thanks for spoiling it. But other than that, I mean,
thanks for spoiling it.
I mean,
spoiling. I mean,
there ain't nothing to spoil. Crap.
I don't care. I'm playing it for different reasons right now. Maybe I'll get bored of it after a while. I'm not sure. I was mentioning to somebody off the air that when I played Astroneer, which I really liked, I played about 60-70% of that game, but then I saw that it was really not leading anywhere. It was getting to be too repetitive, so I stopped at that point. Not that it's a bad game.
So you stopped playing Astroneer because it got repetitive, and then you picked up No Man's Sky.
there was not enough. In other words, I discovered so much stuff that there was not enough to discover. Whereas I'm seeing in No Man's Sky, there may be too much stuff to discover.
Jackson says, you may as well have a dog with a vending machine for a body.
I'd see that in like Outer Worlds or something. That'd be fun. Because that'd be a funny game to put it in. But I'd go for that. That'd be pretty cool.
Man. So like Jammer says, like Trackmania and stuff like that. But the thing is, Trackmania is fun. I don't doubt that. But it's not something the community can get stuck into and work together to grow in that game. Like, the thing is, New World, we was going to get into it and be a clan from day one. Because, like, you can't go in World of Warcraft now and start playing because everyone's a million years in front of you. But with New World, we could have done that, got in, got the community on board, built all of our houses and stuff like that, if you can do that in the game, which I think you can. And we could have literally, like, we could have got far in it, you know?
Well, there is a game that would be my next story that we could get involved in now that they're doing something different. Should I go into that?
Yeah, go on.
All right, so Fallout 76 is finally getting custom servers. They're calling it Worlds. And apparently, this has been something that they promised for ages and never did. But apparently they're doing it now. Worlds is now coming to the game. I think it's in testing right now. But basically, you can go in there and get your own server. You can create whatever world you want. You can make whatever rules you want. And supposedly, there are so many different ways you can make the rules and change them to the way you want it that it's even borders on ridiculous. So
ridiculous.
I remember what you were saying, Nick, way back when you were playing it, you had even mentioned that it would be nice to be able to do such and such, and you named a bunch of things, and I agreed with you as far as being able to what you wanted to do. Well, now apparently from what I'm hearing, that you can get into Fallout 76, get the server, and do all the things that you said you wanted to do.
Yeah, but question, great. Do you still need to pay for your own servers there?
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't mention anything in here about costs for it, so I don't know.
So I've got some questions, because potentially Fallout 76 is one that lots of people in the community play, and the issue what I had with it before was I was streaming it, I was getting into it, and I was getting to a point where you need to have other people to do it, but I just didn't have enough people to do it with me. And I was getting a bit annoyed with the fact that my base couldn't be built any bigger. And it was getting a little bit frustrating. So if they do this whole world thing, does that mean I could potentially set up my world as Extreme PC UK's world? And then everybody that wants to play can run on that server whenever they want.
I mean, I think so. I mean, from what they're saying over here, they're talking about... for instance, they're saying you can create a terrifying land where rampant high difficulty monsters spawn in huge packs. Or maybe you want the opposite. Or maybe you want to fancy yourself a builder, they're saying, and return the entire society back to utopia again. If that's true, and you take the entire land that's totally destroyed, and you're allowed to build it all the way back up to where it was beautiful, that's a lot of building. So apparently, you can even change fishy. It into a role-playing game.
Yeah, but I think you still need a premium subscription for that one.
Yeah, but I don't mind buying a premium subscription. If I've got to pay for the subscription, it gives everybody the world, and they can go on and off. Because the problem I have is, a lot of games, they let me run a server, but it's only when I'm online, or we have to have a permanent server. You'll see Yoda just ran off. I reckon he's gone to poo himself. He literally if anyone that's listening, you can't see it, Yoda just literally jumped out the seat and legged it.
probably his kids, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But look, it says in here, it says that apparently you can begin testing the feature today, jump on the public test servers to see what's available. So you might want to try that, Nick, because I know from what I'm reading, you can do everything and anything.
How many people in chat would get back into Fallout 76?
I was barely into it, but if they're going to do this, I would take a stab at it. I think that'd be pretty cool.
To make our own world the way we want. Don't ever work.
I mean, I don't, you know, again, I think you would be the one to probably go in there and test it out a little.
Then he said, Fallout, boo, more like drop me out. Fair play.
Yeah, we can't forget there's still like a huge pay-to-win system in there also.
Well, like everybody said, we know we're going to get into New World, but that's a month away.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying that.
The thing is, if we do Fallout 76 and we do it as a community based only on our Discord, so outside people can't get in, it's only for people that join our Discord and play in our community, then surely that'll be much more fun because it'll be like PvE. So it'll be all of us building in an area and then just doing missions together until everybody's completed everything.
I mean, again, from the way the article seems to be, you can do a lot of what you're saying. I don't know if that's all true. But like, again, you can go on the public test servers right now and start playing around with it. So you might want to look into it this week. Just go in there and see what's going on.
You know, to be fair, I wouldn't mind streaming. I'll be honest with you. Out of all my streams, Fallout 76 was the most following I got. I had around 35 people every stream. And I'd have about 8 people in-game with me running around helping me do missions. I just found it got to the point where there was so powerful, the people that were with me, that I wasn't actually playing the game. And then I think that indirectly made it a bit boring for people to watch because of no funny stuff. When me and Prophet used to get on there, and we used to like... We used to do the showdown music and then we'd start hunting each other. That used to be hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
The time when I threw the grenade at him, like I panicked and I pressed the wrong button and I threw a Molotov at him. And he's like, dude, what are you doing, man? He's all on fire. And I was like, sorry, man. I didn't know what happened. I pressed the wrong button. He's like, there's nothing even here. And you just set me on fire.
See, this could be a real renewal for the game in a way too, because they've been making it better and better as they go along. But now to do something that they promised long ago,
yeah,
that you could do, is finally come real. I think it'd be pretty cool.
Maybe that's the one. This
so that's
the
your
way.
Assignment, Nick. You must go and test it.
Who listens to the podcast back from last week? Oh my God.
Oh.
I have to say, this is the most hilarious thing I've seen for a long time.
It's a rolling gag that since last week, it's been going now for 7 days.
To people that know me will know that I don't talk the best way. I just make my own words up or I just say it how I feel and then everybody's got to feel the same way as me. And so last week what happened is, if you didn't hear the podcast, is I love The Mandalorian, yeah? And what I said to Grey was, oh, I love The Mandalorian. I reckon I even like it more than Star Wars. Now, what I meant when I said that, yeah, was if you watch the Star Wars films, I like the Mandalorian program more than I've ever liked the films. Or even though it's all in the same universe, I get that, man. But
right.
What then happened?
But it didn't come out that way.
What happened after that is I put the podcast out and I put the podcast title out as I like the Mandalorian more than I like Star Wars, Nick. And then when I went to Discord, Jammer had put a quote, you know, like you get the famous quotes from famous people where they've got the quote and then they've got like the name. He put that in Discord. And then I went out for the day, yeah, and I met Jansen. And Jansen, when all them memes were funny. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I didn't realize the memes that had been put in there because I'd missed it all for that day. So I just agreed with Jansen. Then I went back and looked at it. Man, how many memes did you lot make of the Mandalorian and me?
Well, Mr. King of Memes, Hans, put about 5 or 6. I put like 2. And then several other people put 1 each. So there was a bunch.
It was like news bulletins, pictures. Oh, they were hilarious. Man,
I
was looking back and I was thinking, man, this is so funny. I went through all of them, like just keep watching them. And if anyone wants to see them, we've got to do is go general chat and just go back. Just keep scrolling. Ooh, back
should,
until
you know, I just thought of something. We should go through them all and pin
I
every one.
I just put one up right before the show, so there's a few. There.
Lennyboy79, thank you for that Prime sub, man. 6 months, appreciate that, man. Thank you. So yeah, I reckon we do Fallout 76. Great, would you get on?
Yeah,
Yoda.
I mean, I think it'd be cool. You got to go in and test the public test server.
All right, I'm gonna load it up. I'll load it up over the next couple of days. I'll keep everybody up to date with what's going on. I might even stream it. Cider Bob, cheers for them 100 bits, dude.
Remember, though, it is public test servers, so not everything might be ready yet.
The dude for
at
life.
At least you can start playing it.
Dude for life. How long have you been listening for, dude? Dude? Literally, dude. Because obviously, if you never heard me say them words, you obviously are recently new in. But I'll do them just for you because it's exactly his voice. Ha! I'm Grey Gamer 25. Go on, Grey.
That's not exactly my voice, but that's pretty good.
Go on, dude.
I'm Grey Gamer 25.
No, why are you doing your voice in a silly voice? Just do your normal voice.
Because I'm doing your silly voice because I like it.
Do your voice.
This is getting really meta over here.
This is getting out of control. Yoda, cheers to them bits, man. Is that every time I say hi, I'm Grey Gamer 25, I get 100 bits.
That's right. Well, we got a sticker that says it too, except the audio is broken. But I usually put
no,
the
I don't know
the
why
time.
The stream keeps doing that. It's really weird.
I don't know.
So I'm streaming on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays if I'm not working. And one thing I was going to say earlier on, but I forgot to say it, is I've updated all the stickers. So now you've got more stickers. We've got all. There's a party bar at the bottom. It shows you when you're going to get all the free stickers, so you can just literally spam it all, and a party will come on. But yeah, I'm going to try and get more time to do the streaming. And if we do Fallout, we can all get in together.
And the sound alerts are the best, except that he never updates them. But that's okay.
I do update them, but you send me 1,000 different sounds a day.
No, no, I send you a couple. You said, don't send me so many. So I send you like 2, and then you never use them.
they've got to be good. They've got to be
good. You don't understand, though. I spend thousands of bits because I love those things. And Yoda does, too.
Hold on. Scooby just said, I was lost when Nick said he loved The Mandalorian more. What do you mean, Scooby?
Did you hear the last one, the last podcast, Scooby? Gotta go hear it. But as soon as Nick said that, I go like, yeah, but it's all part of Star Wars. But that, you know, and I went on.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is I well love The Mandalorian, yeah, and obviously it's in the Star Wars universe. I get that. I'm not stupid, but I actually like the program, The Mandalorian, and what about him and Baby Yoda much more than ever, like A New Hope or anything like that.
In other words, we knew what Nick meant, but what came out of his mouth was not that, and it was really.
So you all knew what I meant, but you just took the piss takers.
That's right.
It was meme material.
Yes, and we did the meme thing. That's why you saw all those crazy memes, Scooby.
Oh, Scooby doesn't understand. He didn't watch the last one.
Hey, I was really. By the way, just because I'm not, I know I'm going to forget this. Happy birthday to my grandson Bryce. There, I said it. I was supposed to say it last week.
What? I totally really pulled up. You up at the beginning and said that, yeah. But then I thought, if I cut in and go, did you forget something, Gray? Then then it would have been forgotten and I'd have told you.
Exactly. But I almost forgot about it again. Halfway sorry, through. Sorry, Bryce. I'm sorry, Bryce.
Bryce, happy birthday, mate. From Extreme PC UK and all the crew here, we won't forget your birthday. Just know, your granddad, yeah, it's written in big, big, big letters on our notes and he still missed it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I bet Bryce doesn't even get to hear this one now.
Oh, he will. I'll make sure he gets to hear this one. No problem.
Right.
All right. So Fallout, you promise you're gonna go test it out. You're gonna see.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely
gonna
test out Fallout 76.
I'll have a look. The way you want it.
I'm gonna have a look, and I'm gonna see what it looks like to get a server, and if it feels like it's worth it, and then. We'll go from there. Jansen says, throw him under the bus. Right, great. What's your next bit news? That's it. So all your news done, is it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right, let's get into the games then. Why has someone written Starseed versus Star Citizen in my games? I actually had a game there. Someone's deleted it.
That's great. It's got to be great.
No. Oh, no.
Who deleted my game?
I did nothing.
Seriously, I did nothing. It's
got to
be great.
You see what I have to deal with here, people?
Don't get me involved in this one.
Uh-huh. We have notes, so we know what we're doing. And these bastards keep deleting the notes and writing stupid words in there.
That's because we can edit the notes, everybody. So, yeah. I think it was Yoda.
What I was going to talk about is, because to be fair, the games I've been playing this week is I went back to Sea of Thieves and me and Comic, we went and played through the new DLC, which I have to say, it seems like it's totally separate from what I've seen so far. So we only done the first Tall Tale, which is towards Jack Sparrow. And Gray, you watched the whole thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
And basically, you get on your ship and you go up to an island like normal, but you go, it's all like glowing green, and you go through the gate, and it takes you to a new place. And we came across this island, and we went looking. It was like a pirate, like smugglers. Secret cove sort of thing, and we had to basically do loads of different puzzles. So we had to get the right kind of fire, and we had to light up the torches to open one door, then we had to find handles to open next door. Meanwhile, you're doing this, you're going from section to section, and there's all like you can see old ghost history coming back to life. So where the pirates would have been storing all the gold, you come for a big gold room. And the thing is, me and Comic, we only played it for about an hour and a half. Yes, we did play Sea of Thieves without you, World's Prophet. I did look to see if you was on, but you weren't. And I did put a message out to say we was playing it. Gray, you're my proof there.
You did. Yeah, I was there. I heard it.
Yep. And we basically played all the way through to the part where you go through the whole complex, basically. And then that we think you get to like a pirate, secret pirate town. And that's where we've paused the game. But more people, like, you're more than happy for you all to join us if we're playing Sea of Thieves. Like, we want to get as many people as possible in. So I played that, and that was a good bit of fun, but I did sort of feel like, and Prophet, tell me what you think, mate, I did sort of feel like the whole pirate life had sort of gone off track. It turned more into a puzzle game. And I don't really like puzzle games. So I don't really want to waste loads of time, like, you know, like going through like tunnels, trying to find things and fit them into slots to make things open doors. It just didn't seem as good. It didn't seem as good at that point. You say it's Disney, but it gets better. Well, maybe. But so far, I was a bit like, it's a bit long. The Dude for Life says, how do we join? So the first thing you do is you join our Discord. There's the Discord link if anyone hasn't got it. And you can check out our magazine as well. We've got a free magazine there you can sign up to. But yeah, just get in and you'll see all the people in the rooms and stuff. And if you want to play a game, you just put in the main general chat or gaming chat. I'm going to be playing this in a little while and people will jump into the rooms. Anyone that is on our Discord or that wants to get on our Discord and wants people to play with in a certain game, all you got to do is jump in the Discord, play your game. It says what game you're playing and people will jump in with you. So that's just really simple, basically. Yoda, I see you've been sitting in rooms for ages just chilling, waiting for people to come in.
Yeah, apparently nobody cares about Final Fantasy 14.
The thing is, I think that's a game that no one watches, but everyone plays.
Yeah, exactly.
With me, it's the other way around. I don't want to play it, but I like watching it.
Really?
You just want to watch the cat girls.
No, I just those kind of games I'm just not into from a playing standpoint. I just never was, but I enjoy watching it. It's too frenetic for me. That's what it is.
But you gotta be honest, great. Wouldn't you want to see Nick play a bunny girl in that game?
Everybody does.
You sound like you want to watch me dress like that, Hans.
Yeah, actually pay for that one. I would like to see that on stream.
Mr. Lopez. Sure. Mr. Lopez says Final Fantasy 14, if it wasn't so slow in the beginning, I'd think all about it. But I don't know, is it slow at the beginning? Is it one of the ones you have to read?
You actually need to get through the storyline of the original game. It gets a lot better once you get to Heavensward. Like all the right, expansion.
Yeah. Cheers for them 200 bits, Cider Bob, man.
But really, Yoda, go ahead. Tell us what you think.
The Dude for Life says, man, I'm... Kind of slow, oh, sorry, go ahead.
That main storyline is kind of slow, but to me, it's made up for the fact as you're going through that story, you're learning about the game and you're leveling up and you're figuring out all these different mechanics and stuff like that. So by the time you really know how to play the game, you're entering into some really good storyline content.
But I have a really serious, deep question for you. Is it boring?
No.
Not to me.
Really?
It's not a boring game.
Like, when I think of Final Fantasy, first thing I think of, and this is just me because I'm sad, but the first thing I think of is the games like Pokemon years ago when you had like your five people and you're walking around and you set them all to do their own fighting and stuff. I know Final Fantasy 14 is all 3D now and you're running around and everything, but what is it you like strive to do in that game? Because I see so many playing it, people playing it, and I see them playing it for so long. What possibly is there in that game that you could play it for so long that you're trying to achieve?
Oh,
there's
man.
Tons of stuff to achieve in that game. For me personally, I like to go to do the end game raiding. I'm not there yet, but I'm going to beat the hardest bosses in the game.
So there's like literally thousands of hours of content in that game. There's so many different things to do, and different people like doing different things in that game, you know.
Yeah, some people like to collect mounts. Other people just want to do the end game like me. There's also a lot of people in there that actually are bards. And they write their own music, they go play it in a tavern and get paid for it in-game, that is. Eh? So it's whatever you want to do.
Yeah, see, I find that worrying.
Why?
Well, I think I might get on the computer tonight. I might write some music and go and play it in a virtual pub and make some virtual money. I'd rather do it in real life.
Me too, but I can't write music nor play.
Maybe your butt ugly and can't sing.
Yeah, that's right. This is your chance to do what you want, even though you won't really do it in real life, see?
This is like real life simulator. It's like Euro Truck Simulator.
Whole other thing.
It's like you drive a truck in real life, and then you go and drive one when you get home in the computer game.
Speaking of simulator, when's that bum simulator coming out? We've been waiting for a year.
Q3 2021, unless I check.
All you
got to
do, Gray, is take your clothes off and walk outside the front door.
Don't make him do that on stream, please.
and the funny thing though is it says early access, so when it finally comes out, it'll be early access. Like, dude, early you said access. The game was gonna come out a year ago, a year and a half.
Nah, but that's all the games stay early access.
Gray. There's games that are in early access for years and years. I'm not gonna That's name true. It, but yeah, they're there.
Yeah.
I mean, they need a roadmap for the roadmap. Remember?
Yeah.
So. I thought, but the trailer was so good for that game, though. I can't. If it plays like what we saw, that game's gonna be funny. It's just different.
Yeah, like the bit where you see where the guy is like walking down the street and then someone just punches him.
No, the thing that I thought was funnier is, you know, all the games we all play them where you sit there and you build these mansions, like in Valheim, you build all kinds of stuff. Here, you pick a bunch of cardboard boxes and some sheet metal and you put it together like it's a fort. Like, and you say, yeah, here you go. This is my place.
Someone comes and sets you on fire. Scooby says, I want to play Virtual Life Simulator for my VR headset so I can experience all the things I miss whilst gaming.
that's good. I like that.
Yeah,
man.
Or you could play like Dark Souls and just learn how to lose all the time in VR.
No, I wouldn't be playing Dark Souls ever.
Not me either.
Oh, come on, Nick.
No way.
Play I'm with Nick.
Like you, man. I'm not one of these crazy mofos that's like, oh, I'm gonna play Dark Souls with bananas.
I didn't play it with a banana. I mean,
I'm sure you did something else with banana though. Anyway.
I'll ask my girlfriend. Hold on.
I need to ask her. Moving on. So I played that. What other game did I play? I played another game as well.
Yeah, they probably erased it from the notes.
I can't remember what I played. Was it?
Yeah, Gray.
I think it was just Wreckfest and that. Right, Gray, what have you been playing?
Nothing.
Well, what kind of answer is that? Sacked.
Right. I can tell you one, but you don't want me to tell you.
Right.
So I won't.
Hans, what have you been playing, dude?
I still been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 with DLSS on, but I got another little bit of news maybe that we could talk about here. I mean, Dead Space, it's getting a remake.
I love it.
Yeah, from the ground up. Where's Gray gone?
I'm right here.
I deleted him because he ain't got no games.
Oh, that's it. Okay. That's it. That was it, yeah.
No, seriously, they're remaking Dead Space from the ground up. So I'm actually
Dead
excited
Space.
For that one.
I am too. Dead Space was great. It was such a great series. The third one was a little weak, but as together as a series, they're great.
But don't you find really a game like that in this day and age is too linear?
No, not this game. It was so well done.
Well, the people that like Resident Evil and all those kind of horror games will like this one.
If I remember Dead Space, yeah, especially Dead Space 3, you had to go in a certain route. You couldn't, and it would have like, you do a bit of fighting and stuff like that, and then it would go to a cutscene. Then it'd be another section where it saves, and you do another cutscene, and then it goes to another section, and you just make your way through sections of the game. I'm not getting the wrong game here, am I?
Dead Space 3, you could backtrack a little bit, but it was minimal.
But you couldn't really go off the rails. You had to go forward where they wanted you to
go. There's a linear story progression.
Right, you need to follow. But it's so good, though.
It's not so good.
Yeah, but we don't know how they're going to do the remake. Eh? If they do it like Resident Evil, then that game was a success. So why shouldn't this one be good?
Right.
No. In theory. I don't know how you're comparing Resident Evil to this. Resident Evil is like, it's not open world, but you can walk around where you want and do what you want. You go and find puzzles in certain places. Like, you can go back here or go over there or you can go down here. But in Dead Space 3, you can't do that.
No, that's true. No, Nick's right. In Dead Space, you really can't wander off like in Resident Evil. But the thing is the same, though. There's a linear story progression you need to follow.
All right. Thanks to Scooby, he just sent me a DM, and he said that they just released the trailer for this 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I saw it. It's an in-game teaser.
Put it in chat, Gray.
Yeah. Sorry? I can do that. Sure, I'll do
that. So if you don't want to see any of this gameplay, then don't click the link. But like, if you do want to see it, do click the link.
Cheers.
Mr. Lopez says, if the game is engaging enough, then there's nothing wrong with a linear experience. Yeah, it's just, do you know what? I think it might just be a problem for me rather than other people, but I sort of feel like if I went back, say, 15 years, I would play a game and I would enjoy the game for what it is, whatever it is, whether it's linear, open world, blah, blah, blah. But I think going 10 years on from that, when I think the height of gaming for me was when like Fallout 3 came out, and it was the first game I really played, which was proper open world where you walk around in the middle of nowhere, you find little houses and you do what you want. And I have to say, at that point in time, I would love to go back to that point not knowing and playing that game from the start. Because when I played that game first time, Fallout 3, that was like the best thing I've ever like experienced as an open world character walking around. Once you go on from that, you've got Witcher 3s, you've got like Fables, you've got all these other ones, but I sort of feel like that Fallout 3 for me was the one that really opened it up, and then everything up after that, it's on top of what that is. But do you get what I mean? But now it's got to the point where it's just a normal thing. It's not so exciting as anymore. Like, it's becoming a bit too normal, and you're getting bored very quickly of these games. Does anyone else do that, or just me?
I think for a lot of people, it's the other way around. There's too many open worlds now, and it's fun to go back to one of the linear ones.
Jansen says, Nick, you're so opinionated. If you don't like it, then it's then it's poo or wrong. I'll say the other word. But you can't talk, Jance, because you are exactly the same. If anything hasn't got anything above like that certain amount of graphics, you think it's crap. You won't play it. Terraria, you won't play it. Minecraft, you won't play it. So,
well, I do. I can agree with that, because for the most part, I do the same thing. So, I may not be as critical as Jansen, but I don't like if it goes below a certain graphic level, I won't play it either.
Yeah, but that's just not the way to be. You're not a true gamer. You're an asshole.
It bothers me. Graphics
don't matter, do it? It's gameplay.
Yeah.
No, graphics do matter. Depends.
Why?
I know why it is. Hold on, I know why this is. It's because Gray, how old are you? And even though he's got his glasses on, 8-bit, he can't see that screen anymore.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, he just makes out. I can't see that.
Look, I went. I can't play anything under that. Wait. I went through my 8-bit phase years ago when it first came out, because back then it was like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah, but
we're playing all these games. You know, I understand. So now I just find I've progressed along to where the graphics are obviously better, and I can't go backwards on some of that.
Yeah, but at that point, you're playing games for graphics and not for fun.
No, because if the story is graphic, looks great, but the story sucks, then I'm not going to play it either.
Great, could you do me a quick favor? That dancing clip you just put into the chat, could you put that into the general chat as well, please?
Sure, man.
That was pretty funny.
If you want to see us all dancing, you got
to Nobody wants to go back and watch movies in, like, standard definition, right?
Yeah, it's there the you go.
Nah, yeah.
Exactly.
Nah, yeah, it's not the same. Because the difference is with
the movie
film,
is the same. I mean, yeah.
No. It's not. With the film, like, it's just a physical seeing thing. But with a game, the game could be made to be like that. Like, do you know what? I watched a horror film recently, and it was made this year, but they made it look like it was on the ratio of an old screen, and the picture quality was filmed, and it was reduced from HD into an old, like, whatever resolution it is.
VHS tape.
Yeah. And it was reduced like that for that film to give it that old feel. And, you know, I watched it because it was meant to be like that and I enjoyed it. But what I'm saying is you can't knock, like, there's some games which are above 8-bit, but they still look very basic. You know, like RimWorld.
I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not going to go back to playing some games that are like that, but it depends. I won't go back to a certain level of
What about an
graphics.
Open world 8-bit game?
No. not when you play an open game world like Assassin's Creed Odyssey or Valhalla. Forget it.
No, I'm not Gray, going to. I'm not sorry. Going... I'm not agreeing with you here. I mean, graphics really don't matter at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. So you're going to go play an open world game like Odyssey and turn it into an 8-bit game and you'll like it.
If it's
it.
A good game, yeah, no problem.
Man, can't do it.
Friend or foe just says, I just noticed that Gray has his headphone cable hanging like a chain. Gray gangster.
Oh, that's this thing. I forgot to stick it under my shirt. That's why I didn't have time.
He's a baller.
I'm a baller.
Project Zomboid. Zomboid. The dude for life. So that game, I actually quite enjoyed that when it first was being made and the developers were showing it off at all the shows. I can't say the same for Jansen, because the developer came up to Jansen. Jansen thought it was just another dude. Jansen played the game, and then he literally turned around to the dude and went, that game's shit, the graphics are shit, and he left. Sorry for the swearing. And I was like, Jance, what? That was a bit rude, weren't it? And he's like, well, that guy just asked me about the game. And I just told him what I felt about it, and I was like, that was the guy that made the game, and you just told him to his face.
You're like,
but the thing is, I felt like going to the developer and going, ignore that idiot. He ain't know nothing. As soon as he sees a game with bad graphics or graphics that are not bad graphics, but like low bit graphics or whatever, he just switches off and says the game's crap. And you can't do that because Project Zomboid is actually a pretty decent game. It's got a lot of depth to it about going into houses, collecting stuff, building stuff. And the game was terrible, Jansen says. It weren't. The game's all right. How many people in the chat have played Project Zomboid?
Even I like that game.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. It's just but these people can't see past their glasses because they're blind.
I mean, if it's at least 16-bit or 32-bit or something, I'll go with it maybe then. But when it gets down to 8, I just can't do it.
People like you is why we have these games and the things we have now, like everything bad with gaming.
Yeah, sure, right.
Yeah.
Now, on the other extreme, you got something like Cyberpunk, which is a hard but it looked beautiful. Everything was beautiful, bad. The ray tracing was on spot on. You just couldn't play the game because there were so many mistakes. So you don't know. I mean, you could make a great game and have those issues, and it's still not a good
game. Go yourself here. It doesn't matter for the graphics, then.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter. If you can't marry the two and make a good production, then you suffer.
I've got a question for everybody.
Personal preference.
That's just like when you watch a movie and they rate the movie from 1 to 10 or something, and they say, "Oh, that's an 8 or a 7 or a 9 or a 10." It's the movie's made the same way. The high definition is there. The graphics are there.
Hold on, Gray. So Scooby put in a quick poll into the chat, and he said, "Press number 1 for gameplay or 2 for graphics." Let's see what people say in the chat. Everyone put your number 1 or 2 in. Jansen's just rude. He's like, it wasn't even the graphics. The game was just crap. The game's all right. You just couldn't get your pea brain past it.
And then he calls you opinionated, huh?
Yeah, exactly. He just called me an opinionated, and then he's just saying all this. But everyone's putting ones in, so everyone's going to game play.
Obviously, if I'm going to sit there and be held to the fire, writing is always the more important.
Held to the fire, we'd burn you.
Because the point is writing is first, otherwise you don't have anything to base everything else on. So yeah, I would agree with that too. All I'm saying is that it could be the greatest story in the world, but if they throw 8-bit graphics on it, I can't do it. It's got to be a little better than that, and then I'll get involved.
You're so shallow, Gray.
That's all.
Yeah, you're on the gamer.
That's just it, man.
You should be disappointed with yourself.
Yes, I'm very disappointed. I like one. See Jansen went 1.5, right? Half of each, If you got half of each and it blends together, it's good.
Undertale, there you go. That's a nice one. That's a nice example.
I've got a question for all of you. Okay, my question is, and we'll go one by one. If you could make a game yourself, what would it be?
I'm not sure. Make a game myself. What do you mean?
So if you could have a game, any like genre of game, and you can have it how you want it, what would it be?
That's such a broad question. I don't know where to start.
That's easy for me.
You never thought about this. You're meant to be like a pro gamer. I mean, you never thought about this. So me, I would have like an open world, yeah? So imagine like an open world as detailed as Fallout, yeah? Fallout 3, Fallout 4, Fallout 76, that kind of level of detail, a whole big world. And I would like to have it, say, like, not in the future, because I think that's been done. Not in the past, that's been done. I'd like to have it, but in, like, a weird, like, different reality. Like, or even, like, a normal life. A bit like GTA, Proper open world. But like a bit like a medieval or something like that. Something slightly different, But I'd like to have one. I'd make something like that. That's what I'd make.
If I had to be held to something, I would love to see a game of what RDO could have been. And there's so many things I can think of that could have been done with that game and so much fun stuff that it wouldn't went on forever. That's what I would make.
Do you know what? I would do a reskin of Fallout like 76, but with proper pirates like Pirate of the Caribbean.
Part of the problem right now is because Sea of Thieves became the big pirate game because there was nothing else. And we've been waiting forever for these other pirate games that keep on saying they're coming and they're not yet. We have nothing to compare it to, but I've been hearing that a couple of these pirate games that are coming are going to be fantastic. And I hope so, because there needs to be more competition.
But Skull and Bones has been delayed again, so don't worry about
it. That's my point. Right. That's my
friend
point.
Friend or foe says
whereas
knife
right
too.
Now, everybody's jumping on a Viking game. I'm so sick of watching Viking games.
Scooby says open world version of Marble Madness. Hold on. Jansen says that made no sense, Nick. What do you mean? So, like, a reskin of, like, a game like Fallout 76, but it's in a pirate universe, like Pirates of the Caribbean. What don't you get about that?
It's Jansen, Nick. It's Jansen.
Yeah, I know. We need to ignore him, don't we?
No, but what I would do, and that would surprise you, is I would actually make a survival game, but based in a zombie apocalypse world.
That's been a done survival about game a billion done right. times.
Well, they do that all the time. There's too many of them out there.
But they all suck.
Well, that's another story. Yeah. I agree with you there that they mostly suck.
Friend or Foe has a good one. A time travel game where everything you do affects a timeline and you have to do stuff because it causes a massive paradox. That would be pretty good. Can you imagine Fallout 76, but on different timelines? So you go through time, you go back to when before the bombs dropped and you could change things there. Then you go
cost
too
much money to
after.
Make. So it'll cost way too much money to make, so we'll never do that.
But Steve, sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of do that if you... I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but if you watch the Loki series...
Be careful, people. He says he's not going to say the spoilers, but I can guarantee something comes out.
But if you like that kind of stuff, Friend or Foe, you need to watch the Loki series, because that whole series is based on what you just said, a lot of it. Not everything, but a lot of it.
The Dude for Life says, guys, who remembers SWAT? Do you remember that? There was SWAT, and
the TV show?
It's the game I'm thinking of, and there was the Cowboys and Indians one as well, wasn't there? Where it's like the cardboard cutouts come up in a thing, and you have to shoot them with a gun. Is that the one?
I don't remember that game.
Or there's eSWAT, but that was on the Mega Drive.
GTA.
How about this one? Has anybody been on Google Earth lately?
Yeah.
All right, so they've gotten crazy good with their ability to generate three-dimensional models of buildings and cities and stuff like that Google Earth. I would like to see them see a game that incorporates that technology and has something like a Division 2 style to it, where you go through and you take over cities block by block by block. But you know, go a little further with it, so there's like a survival aspect to it of... You know, you've got to figure out how to make your community that you build as you take over these blocks sustainable. And you could play in whatever city in the world you want using the actual real world three-dimensional modeling like they have in Google Earth.
There is a way they could do that pretty simply without, because you'd think that would be a really, really deep scenario. But what they could do is just have Google Earth where you use Google Earth as a map so you can see the 3D blocks. And say, like, we're Extreme PC UK clan. So basically, every time, like, there's an overlay on Google Maps. So we play Division as normal. But if we do, like, say, that thing where you go through one block and you complete it, and maybe you've got the best time in that block. So basically, you're on Google Earth, you pick one building from an overlay of the 3D rendered, like, thing. And then we select that building as a clan. Then we play through a mission in the game. And if we pass that mission, it coincides with colouring that block pink, say, or like an overlay of pink. And then what happens is every single person playing can then try and beat us to get that to their colour. And then so you get an overlay of the world, and like it'll be a whole pink section where we've taken over. And as more and more people play it, the whole of the Google Maps just goes different colours for different clans, like clan names. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
it doesn't even have to be like rendered where you're in them buildings or anything. It could just be like a building in the game or a mission in the game. But once you pass that mission, you literally take over that area on the map.
And you'd have some 4-person team get famous for having like, 400,000 buildings their color.
But it gives you something to continue at. That's what I'm saying. That's something I'm looking for. Something which can constantly be a continuation for us to play and take more and more and more, you know, without a server reset every 3 months or something.
Maybe you can do that in the Fallout game.
The best multiplayer I ever played was me and Matt, Irish Guardian, and we was playing Armor 3, and there was a one-off map that someone had coded, but it wasn't a normal game, and they'd done such a good job of it. And basically what it was is... It was persistent, but you can build bases, because you can build bases in that game. But the thing is, the bases, if you didn't keep putting money onto them, So you had to pay money every couple of days to keep your base. Otherwise, bits of it would start disappearing. And what we'd do is we'd just keep building our base up and up and up. And we had like a massive room full of tanks and we had helicopters. And when we'd get on, we'd all get together. We'd go and steal other people's stuff and blow things up, do missions. And it became so much fun just bringing all the stuff back. Like oh, I found another tank. We bring the tank back and we use it. And then like when someone attacks us, it's like, right, let's all get in the tank. Six of us get in the tank. And we'll all be working as a team. And like literally once we blew up someone's helicopter and it blew up like a whole, about 10 helicopters in their base. Their whole base just exploded. And the thing is, it was just so funny. One day we come across another team of people. There were six players in a group. And they bumped into us on the warfield and no one shot each other. And they were like, started waving at us and that. So we was like, oh, look, over the mic, we were like, hey, guys, should we get a picture of all you lot? Like, just a screenshot. So they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're like, all right, put your weapons away and then just wave. So they will wave. And then Matt says, like, watch this. I'm going to take a screenshot, but watch. So he takes a screenshot. And we agreed, yeah, on private mic. Once we've taken the screenshot, we literally gunned the whole team down. So we're like, 3, 2, 1, cheese, take the picture. And then we just killed a whole lot of them. They were screaming at us over the microphone, yeah? We're taking pictures of teabagging them and everything. We're like, why would you even think we're not going to rob you? And then we just took all their stuff from their base, all their rare guns, everything. But that was like, it was so funny. It was like a Leroy Jenkins moment. But it was well good. Right. Any more you lot got?
Not for games.
Yep.
Sorry?
Crickets.
Crickets. I don't know what you lot are saying.
He said not for games. He said that was...
Friend or Foe mentioned a good point. He said GTA San Andreas. And that's what I was thinking of, where you took over, like, if you was the purple or the green, you take over the buildings with your jetpack. I used to love doing that, just going over and taking over all of them. But that's a similar sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
The Dude for Life says, you'll have a Google backing, so it's for sure it could work.
Yeah, they ain't gonna back it. They're gonna sue you for using Google Earth.
The Dude for Life says, mate, I brought a high-end PC for armor, then realized I need a friend's because of a solo. It ruined it for me. I'll tell you one thing about armor which people don't realize is that game runs more on CPU than graphics card.
Still?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so you could upgrade your graphics card and it'll run the same, but you upgrade your CPU to... But this is... You got to realize this is when we was going from 4 cores to multi-threaded CPUs, so... Yeah, it gives you a big increase. Right. Hmm. Let's move on. So let's get through the community stuff quickly. So Elite Dangerous, Saturday, 3 p.m. Valheim community server still running for 24 hours. We still got the benchmark scoreboard. I'm going on holiday on the 27th. Me and Vegan Spaceman, we are walking from Weymouth to Bournemouth. We're doing a 70-mile route. We'll be going through lots of old castles in the UK. Gray, I know you'll be interested in this sort of stuff. We're going to be going past a castle called Corfe Castle. Amazing place, man. We're going to be hammocking in trees. If anyone's in the south of England, you're more than welcome to come meet us one day. Come drop down for a day or chat to us or whatever. We're going to be posting loads of pictures of the whole thing. It's going to be between 3 and 7 days. It's going to be so cool.
We want some like short videos too, though. I mean, not just pictures.
You can't put a video onto Discord, though, can we?
Well, you can upload it and then put a link or something. Stick it on YouTube.
Where
I
upload
don't know,
it from?
Something.
I'm trying to save battery. I'm in the wild for like 7 days. Hold on.
Battery.
Let me just make a movie while I'm here.
That's right. You got the bricks. You can sit there and
you won't watch
it, will
you? Because I'll have to downscale the quality and then you won't be able to watch it, Gray.
Okay, then say
hang it on your backpack.
Yeah. Well, I got a better idea. They just, if you got signal, then just broadcast live. Like for a couple minutes. That'd be cool.
Maybe I could do the live broadcast for a little while.
Yeah, only like for like, you
it's
know,
gonna
whatever,
be wicked,
5 minutes.
Man. So we're going down to the south coast, walking along the south coast. We've got we've only got hammocks to sleep in. So
yeah,
like,
but you bought that new one. That new
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so
cool.
I'll have about 30 to 40 kilos on my back. Say that again, Yoda.
Jeez, man.
I said hammocks or one hammock. You and Vegan going to get comfortable?
Nah, we got two hammocks. But if he wants to get in mine, he can. I'll cuddle him. But put it this way. Last time we got so drunk that I put my tent up and then I rang my missus up moaning about she didn't pack my tent pegs and then I realized I was sleeping on them all over the floor. But it's I can't wait. It's going to be so fun, man. Like, just getting away, chilling, going back to the wild. And the thing is, this time around, we're going to be walking along the coast. So we'll be taking our flip-flops and swimming shorts so we can literally have a bath in the sea and then rinse ourselves off with water, after proper water afterwards. Because last time, we was gone for 3 days, and literally, we stunk, man. There was
good
no
thing you're over there. You can't do
then.
That where I live.
Sorry?
I said, good thing you're over there. You can't do that where I live. Where I live, you walk into the ocean with a white bathing suit and walk out with a brown one.
Really?
Really.
Why?
That sounds comfortable.
We have all the wash from the Mississippi River. All the sediment.
Man.
So you got beautiful, beautiful beaches where Gray's at. Where I'm at, it's just...
Yeah, it's heavy tourism here, that's why.
Heavy tourism. Great. Every time someone walks past your house, you shout out the window, "Hi, I'm Gray Gamer 25.
Yeah, only on the show.
Oh, you don't do it in real life.
No, no.
I reckon you like walk around a supermarket with yourself on your t-shirt just going around going, "Hi, I'm Gray Gamer. Hi, I'm Gray Gamer. Hi, I'm Gray Gamer."
Yeah, that'd be it. And they'll all be looking at me going like, "Who are you? Don't you watch us on my podcast? The podcast is like, you know, we have all these downloads."
I'll tell you the funniest, weirdest thing I've ever seen, though, yeah, to be fair, was Hans walked into his local computer shop and the guy was listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Really? A few years back, yeah.
Look at that, man. See? You never know.
Some little shop in the middle of Belgium. The guy's just in there dancing away to our voices. Hans is like,
you know what? Now you think about it. I should put like my face in the front. "Hi, I'm Gray Gamer 25. And on the back, I'll have the Discord link.
Nick, can you please stop giving him ideas?
You should get a tattoo like, you know, Steve-O. He's got a funny face on his own back of his own face. You should have the "Hi,
I don't think I'm going that far."
25 one.
Not going that far, no.
Right.
How about if I hand out business cards with our Discord link? I'll just start throwing them around.
Right, let's move on. So let's get into the questions. We've only got one question today. So if anyone has got any questions, put them into the chat now and we will get through them tonight. So any questions you got, put them in now. And after we've done this question, we'll get to them. If you've got any, that is. So the first question is from World's Prophet. And he says, "I have a question for the pod today. Why haven't you played Temtem yet?"
Because we're all saying,
what's Temtem?
It's a glorified Pokemon.
Is it?
I mean, basically, yeah.
Is it for like 5-year-olds or is it for 45-year-olds?
I don't know because I don't play enough of it. But, you know, every age plays Pokemon. So I'd assume Temtem is probably, you know, all ages as well. My guess, anyway. See, you said exactly. I was right. There you go.
Well, it's got a loop of features.
It's Pokemon right, for adults, yeah, but Pokemon is for adults too.
So he says it's Pokemon for adults, but what makes you say it's Pokemon for adults? Cheers, Mr. Lopez, for them 100 bits, man.
Maybe they do adult kind of things. Oh,
well, it looks like you're catching monsters. So
I have no idea what this game is about at all.
Well, do you know what? Who was it? Yoda? Was it you? Was it Yoda? Who is it in the community that I started playing a game? I don't know if it was you. I think it was Zero. And I started Monster Sanctuary. That's 8-bit. Right. Gray would hate it. And I played it and I was like, "Oh man, this game, I don't like it. It's pants." And then he was like, "It's my favorite game ever, man." I was like, "Oh, sorry, dude."
So is it 8-bit graphics?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
He's out.
I'm out.
I got their website pulled up. The graphics, it looks... kind of cartoony and looks like you collect monsters and you fight them and it's got housing. You can
wait. We have the bulletin in for World's Prophet. Full MMO with housing, cosmetics, full competitive scene and season passes. There you go.
That was pretty good, to be fair.
I can do all kinds
of things. Sound like the guy. Do you know one thing I miss nowadays is that you don't get intro from the guy on the films anymore. It was a dark night. Billy,
you don't get intros from a lot of that. Then you don't get intros anymore from people like that anymore.
I used to love them. They used to make the movies for me, man. Why did they take him away?
Well, the guy that was the most famous, you know, I think he died like a few years ago. But they don't do anything like that anymore. I agree with you. It used to be great. In a world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In a world where PC, okay, I got it. In a world where Extreme PC UK broadcast 24 hours. Could it happen?
Only if Gray's
8-bit graphics.
8-bit graphics. Do you
hold on a minute. So getting back to this with World Profit, actually, to be fair, it sounds like my kind of game. Full MMO housing. Can you buy different houses? And can you do them up? Because Metex, full competitive scene and a season pass. I'm going to take a look at this. How much is it? Do you have to pay for the game? Is it free? Where do we get the game?
Isn't it on Game Pass?
Is it on Game Pass?
Wait. He said Temtem graphics are really good. Oh, I'm back in again.
I'm back in.
It's just got a cartoony look to it.
Is it on Game Pass?
It's not bad graphics. Not a picture.
I can't open it up right now. Someone have a look for me.
I'm looking. Well, right
I guess the bigger question is why would you do Temtem over Pokemon?
No, it's not on Game Pass. I'm sorry.
It's on Steam, PS5, and something called Humble.
Humble Bundle.
Humble Bundle.
Well, what's the price? Yeah, Humble Bundle basically is a charity. So what they do is they get, it's a really good charity, to be fair. So everyone check it out. Greg, you put a link for it on there. It's called Humble Bundle. And basically what they do is they go to developers and they will say to them, look, basically, if you give us your game cheap, we'll get it onto a group bundle and people can pay lower money. And what happens is you'll get, like, say, the more people that buy that bundle, the more games they add to it. And you might get like one really AAA game and then loads of little games. But the thing is, what you can do is with the money that you pay, you can say, I want, say, 50% to go to charity, 30% to go to the developers, and the rest to go to wherever else it goes. But you can move the sliders to where you want. So it's really, really good charity. And you get some real good games on there. So check it out.
Yeah, I've got a couple of good games before, and then we've also taken some of those games and given the keys away.
Yeah,
even here on the Discord.
Me and Hans, we used to swap keys on there a lot, because what they do is they literally send you an email, and it's got all the games with the keys, and you can literally just go onto Discord and say, "Look, everybody, I got this key. If anyone wants it, and just ditch it in there, people buy it. People will take it and just get it." So it's pretty good. But I might check that game out, to be fair, because it looks quite good. Right, Mr. Lopez has a question. And he said, what game are you almost excited for in the second half of 2021?
Bum Simulator.
Through the first half first.
There you go.
Seriously, I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding. I want to see it too. I've been waiting for that game for so long, I gave up on it.
What game?
So yeah, Bum Simulator. Bum Simulator, man, we got to see that.
What game?
Bum Simulator, remember?
Sorry?
B-U-M, bum? Yeah, not your butt, bum.
I was waiting for this one.
You don't want to play Butt Simulator.
Yeah, I know. You guys say bum. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, we got Chuck. Hey, great. You like 8-bit games? Shower with your dad simulator. That's something for you. Right up your alley.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that's a real game. I thought it was funny. Speaking of strange games, I even put it in the Discord not long ago. Is this the Power Washer game? It's all it is a power washer and just cleaning things, and you just change the nozzles and clean other things that are dirty. That's the whole game. And the ratings on Steam are overwhelmingly positive.
Really?
And I'm going like, for what? For a power wash game? Whoopee.
I don't know. Do you know what? For Mr. Lopez's question, I don't really know what time scales any of the games that I'm even looking forward to coming out. Like, I feel like nowadays, you think a game's going to come out and just gets moved on. So you just don't look for dates anymore. What games in general are you guys waiting for, like you're really excited to come out?
Far Cry 6.
I didn't play Far Cry 5 yet.
Yeah, me
either. Far Cry 5 is pretty good, although the story was a little weak. But the game was good. The game is pretty good.
I don't know what game I'm waiting for, to be fair.
I'm waiting for the Endwalker expansion for FF14. It's in October.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Yeah, but that's an expansion. What about a whole game?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Lopez says they're Elden Ring, but yeah, this is indeed next year.
Is there any new... Yeah, we got to watch that. Is there any new open world games coming out?
Yeah, Far Cry 6.
What?
Far Cry 6.
Yeah, but any others?
Not anything high profile, I think.
Do you reckon Fallout now will just be a continuation where it just keeps adding and adding and adding and adding, or do you reckon they'll bring a new one out?
But now that they got the servers that they're doing, I don't think they're going to do anything new on that field for a while. So I doubt it very much.
Mr. Lopez says, lol, every game coming out is open world. All right, then. So I'm just going to say open world.
Great. Real general.
Atomic Heart.
Oh, wait. What did Hans, you told me something that maybe you should talk about Assassin's Creed that was new to me.
The next game should be a live service game.
Yeah, and I was surprised when he said that. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that. But
there's
then I
very little information out there of the game right, yet. So. Right.
But see, what I was telling Hans off the air is that if it becomes a live service game, and if they were to allow you to pick the time period you want to play in, that could be cool. So imagine if you wanted to pick a pirate, you're in the Black Flag era, right, of Assassin's Creed. If you wanted to play Greece, you've been in the Odyssey area, Valhalla, Origins. You would be able to pick whichever time era you wanted to be
what,
in.
You connect to that time.
Exactly. That would be cool.
But that's what we was talking about with Steve earlier on.
But I don't know if they're going to really do it. I mean, we don't know anything except that it's live service. But if you're going to go through that much trouble and you charge for it, right, then that would be neat to sit there and just pick a timer era.
One thing that is coming out in September is the Diablo 2 Resurrected.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting that, definitely.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that'll be me. That's a good choice. I'm going with that.
Yeah, I love Diablo. So.
Because everyone loves Diablo 2. They think that's for me personally, everyone that I know loves Diablo 2 more than Diablo 3. Single player, very basic, and it's just repetitive, but it's going back to the Butcher and all that sort of stuff. It's really cool.
And the graphics are okay too.
In December, Dying Light 2, that's also coming out. That's maybe something.
I did like Dying Light. It was sort of like a remake of Dead Island, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I didn't like it when them things with the light bulb things on their head or whatever. I can't remember it fully, where they had the scanners and they keep chasing you if you go in their light beam.
Oh, by the way, Jansen said something I am waiting for. Age of Empires 4. That'll be coming.
Oh, yeah, true. Forgot about
See,
that.
See, Age of Empires.
Yeah, is that for this year?
Yeah.
Age of Empires is a good one. But I think that game will be short-lived. I think it's a game that you'll play for a couple of days and then you'll just get off of it and won't go back.
Nah, not if it's as good as we hear.
If it's as good as Age of Empires 2, then I would play it a lot, but mostly with friends or online.
They're putting a lot of work in that game. It sounds like it's going to be great.
Lopez says we should get some big Diablo 3 nights in, the whole Discord. Me and Comic was actually playing this last week. The problem I've got with Diablo is I haven't got the DLC. So I played the base game all the way through, but I haven't actually got the bit where you get into raids and stuff where you get harder and harder. So, but I feel a bit like Diablo 3 has just gone a bit too far now. Like, it's too far gone to get back into it. You know,
well, it's not a bad game per se, but it's in my personal opinion a lot more boring than Diablo 2 ever was.
Yeah. The dude for life just briefing up Yoda's hat. He's got a Manchester United hat on.
You can change my hat, but I mean, I'm a team owner. You can't change that.
here we go. It's all getting into football crazy. You don't talk about football over here, man. It's all bad news. You know what? You know one of you deleted my game from the notes.
Yeah, agree.
I didn't do it. You stop it.
Yes,
I
didn't you touch did.
It. Yeah, because, it was great, you know, seriously, because I didn't do it.
I didn't
great.
Do anything. I touched nothing.
But anyway, I've got it up here anyway, because what I was going to talk about is, because one game I definitely, definitely want to get back into, which I won't be messing around with, I'll 100% be doing it. I've been playing Going Medieval, haven't I? And obviously that's an amazing game. I really enjoyed that. But going back, there's a new DLC on RimWorld coming out. And what they've done is in RimWorld, if you've played it, you're like a colony survival game. And the object of the game is to either build technology up to where you get a spaceship and you can fly off, or it's to progress yourself to that point where you can get off the planet now by moving forward and forward and forward till you get to the rocket. Now, what they've done is they've brought in a new DLC. They brought out some other ones before called Royalty, where you get like kings and queens and stuff like that. But they've just brought out another new DLC called Ideology. Yeah. And you can basically, you can make your whole own like religion and stuff, and you can have like, they brought in hundreds of buildings and bits and pieces. There's so much stuff, all this new deep thought and like personality traits and stuff like that. And it makes the game totally different. Like, you don't have to go for a rocket anymore. You can win the game by religion and stuff like that, and getting people to follow you. And it's just opened up the game to a whole new world of stuff. So I'm definitely going to be getting back into RimWorld and playing through the whole new sections of gaming there. None of you lot play RimWorld, do you?
I can't play RimWorld because of the name. I'm sorry.
Why?
No, we're not going there, but...
exactly. exactly what he was.
That's bad.
I just can't. I'm sorry.
Well, if we can make our own religion in the game, I want to have one for a 8-bit crap graphic. A whole religion built around that. That'd be cool.
But you know, the thing is, RimWorld has got like basic graphics, but they're very, very crisp. So they're not like bad graphics. They're just very, I don't know how would you say it. They're very simple, but they're very detailed. Like, I really, really like the graphics on there. A bit like Prison Architect. Very clean, but very high definition, you know?
Very clean. Very easy. Very clean. Okay.
But who plays RimWorld? Does anyone play RimWorld?
I only heard of the game. I don't play it.
Well, you lot are just shit.
Dude, that's because we don't play a game that you like. We didn't say we hated it. We just said we haven't played it.
Hmm.
You know.
Well, with that, that brings us to the end of the podcast. If you don't want to play my RimWorld, you can all piss off.
We're all ending on the RimWorld thing.
That sounded so wrong, Nick.
Yes,
okay.
It did. Yeah.
Scooby says, stop dissing the 8-bits. It's starting to feel personal.
Well,
here, I agree with Scooby.
What I think we should do is next week we should have us on the screen and then devolve us into 8-bit characters and see what it looks like. I think that'd be cool.
I can turn you into something right now if you want, Gray.
No, that's okay.
If you really want it, I can do it.
No. Here we go.
I can do whatever you want.
Look, he's working real quickly on the effects.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm clicking something, but it's not doing anything.
I have a special 8-bit button right here, and I can turn them into 8 bits right away.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, but I need to make an 8-bit gray meme now. Yeah, I need that one.
I don't know what this is doing, to be fair. I'm playing with buttons, but I don't know what these buttons are doing.
So in other words, you can't do anything that he's wanted to really do. Wait till next week. Set it up properly.
No, I can do things quite easily. Know. I've got the buttons, man. Don't you worry about the buttons.
You got the buttons.
They just don't seem to be working. Oh, there we
one
go.
One butt's for RimWorld. One butt's green again. Right, Hoompa, I remember that.
Loompa,
you should do the blue.
Gray Gamer 25 looks like a... I won't go further than that. But
there you go. Make us all someone, blue.
Someone crop that and I'll make it into a sticker. Someone get a screenshot of
no,
him.
No, you did that before.
Hands, screenshot him.
I've already got enough of it.
I'm gonna meme him. Don't worry about
you. I need you to get me that face like that. I'm going to turn him into a full-blown big sticker.
Okay.
What are those Marvel characters that are blue?
The Hulk. No, blue. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you feel like singing on blue, da da dee da do da?
There's a couple of blue powerful creep guys in Marvel, so watch out.
Cool. Right. Anyway, people, Yoda, appreciate you coming on, dude. It's been great having you on. Have you found it?
Yoda.
Good. Right, and for everybody else, I want to say thank you for, firstly, for the massive community, how good you are, and how good everybody's got back on Discord. You know what? Put as many messages and stuff into Discord. Get that Discord pumping. We want to get that life in there. Get all our stats back up. Thank you for all the subs, all of the bits, all of the gifted subs and everything else. I'll be putting this show out in the minute. There won't be a podcast next week because I'll be on holiday. Gray, you can take it on board with Yoda if you want to, if you feel you can do it.
It's not
I can be there too,
Nick.
If you want.
We won't ask see. Prophet we'll to turn see. Up because we'll he won't come, will he?
No promises, but we'll see.
But apart from that, that brings us to the end of the pod. Hans, I need you to screenshot Gray right now and get our face on.
Check general chat.
I'm
going to
put that in 2 seconds.
This is so old.
Apart
check it
that,
very quickly.
Apart from check, that, thank check, you, everybody. I'm going to pass everybody
over.
Yeah,
I see it.
And I'm more than happy to do this every time I do a stream if people ask me. Because obviously we've got a few people watching. I don't mind passing the viewers over. As long as you start streaming after I stop the podcast, we'll pass you over. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass everybody. Stick around. I'm going to pass you all over to Virtual Laura. She's in our community. She plays Sea of Thieves. So check her out in a minute. But apart from that, I will say see you later, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you.